Damn it! Bloody fucking hells. You, mortal, do you have any idea what you've just done? What you've done is just ruin the best poker hand I've had in 1,000 years. I was totally about to wipe those grins off of all those demon lords' ugly faces until you summoned me right out of the game. They'll probably confiscate my winnings because of this. 52,300 souls down the crapper. Sorry. Not the entrance you were expecting, I suppose. Generally, we have protocols for these things, but your timing really sucks, you know that? Let me start over, shall we? Oh, mortal who has summoned me from the darkest pits of the abyss, I, known as Baron Ron, she who makes the angels wet. Don't you fucking laugh at my name? That is totally what it means, and I earned that name. If you had any idea how many angel pussies I've made squirt. Look, never mind. Just tell me who you want to fuck so I can get back to the Carnal Palace before the orgy starts, and all of the good incubi are taken? What do I mean? Look, darling, mortals only summon a succubus for one reason, and that's to get laid. Sometimes it's me they want to shag, but most often they want my help in seducing some other mortal. I don't really care which, just get on with it. You didn't summon me so you could get laid. And then what in the hell do you want me for? You want me to transform you into a woman? Well, that doesn't make any sense. You're already a woman. Yes, I know you're a trans woman. That still makes you a woman. Give me some credit. I'm a manifestation of evil, but I'm not a fucking TERF. Oh, I see. You want me to make you more feminine. You want a more idealized form, is that right? Well, you've done your homework, mortal. Not many wannabe demonologists even know that we succubi have such powers. I don't think I've been asked to fulfill such a request since the Dark Ages. But if you have done your proper research, then surely you know about the true nature of this transformation, right? You do? And you're all right with that? Because I can only do this if you go in with fully informed consent. Demonic ethics and all that nonsense. You know that I can give you a body that would make a porn star drip with lust. Or envy. Or both. But only by becoming a succubus yourself. Red skins, horns, tail, the whole package. Yes, you'll be able to shift to a human form for short periods of time, but this you see before you, this will be your true form for all time. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm quite partial to the aesthetic, and if I may say, I look damn fine myself. But from what I understand, you humans tend to be quite attached to your humanity. And of course, there is the subject of payment. This is quite the mystical feat you're asking for. Plus, the denizens of the abyss are often, how do you say, less than courteous toward immigrants. But with a demon as reputable as me looking out for you, I'm sure you'll be perfectly fine. And all that I ask for my service and patronage is, I don't know, shall we say, 200 years of servitude? Oh, come now, darling. I know that sounds like a long time to you mortals, but trust me, it'll be over before you know it. And who knows, you may even miss it when it's over. So what do you say, darling? a couple of measly centuries as my own personal slutty slave, in exchange for an eternity of being among the hottest dishes in creation. Hell of a bargain, I'd say. Do we have a deal? Splendid! Oh, this is going to be so much fun. First things first, though. You'll have to drop this containment spell so I can reach you. This type of contract can only be sealed with a kiss. Oh, honey. Why the sudden hesitation? Do you not trust me, sweetheart? Do I look like someone who would lie to you? That's much better. Now get over here, mortal, and give me a kiss, and I will grant you everything your heart desires. That is much better. You look so beautiful bound in leather straps. Almost delicious enough to eat. Oh, come now, precious. Don't look so upset. I still intend to fulfill my end of the bargain, and I promise not to hurt you too much. But I'm afraid I do owe you a bit of an apology, my dear. I'm afraid I did lie to you just a little bit. You see, it will take more than a mere kiss to seal this bargain. So much more. In order to complete the transformation, you and I must combine our essences. We must, for a short time, become one in both body and soul. Do I really need to spell it out for you, darling? I'm going to have to fuck you, beautiful. I'm going to fill you with my demonic juices until you're ready to burst. And as you succumb to pleasures most mortals can only dream of, your body will be forever changed into one just like mine. Oh, the straps? No, sweetie. They aren't absolutely necessary for the process. They're more for my amusement. After all, you cost me a lot of souls, summoning me like that. Surely you don't expect me to let you off the hook without just a little bit of punishment. So, are you ready, my pet? Excellent! Then give me those lips again. They tasted so sweet the first time. I need more. And your tongue. That's it. Take a breath, sweetie. Was that a little too much for you? I probably should have warned you, a succubi's tongue is quite longer than a human's. Although if you stick out your tongue for me, you'll see that yours is now as long as mine. Fuck, that is so damn hot. That long black tongue curling out of those human lips must be as long as my hand, at least. And that's only the beginning, my pet. You do have some cute, perky little tits on you, darling. But I imagine you're wanting something a bit fuller, a bit sluttier, am I right? Don't you worry, my dear. You'll get used to speaking with that long tongue soon enough, but I'm pretty sure I heard a yes, so let me just take care of this for you. pet. Your nipples are simply fantastic. I feel like I could suck on them all day. I bet you'd like that, wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. Do you feel that, dear? Can you feel them growing as I knead and suck on them? Doesn't it feel just rapturous? Uh-huh, there we are. Much better, I'd say. Looks like you've gone up 2 sizes at least. Oh, was that more I just heard you try to speak? I bet you'd love to be even bigger. Have tits as big as watermelons. Bigger, even. But that's enough for now. Give yourself time to adjust to your new endowments. We can always go bigger some other time. Now, for this next part, I'll need you down on your knees. Can you be a good little slut and do that for me? Oh, such a good, obedient girl. So quick and eager to obey instructions. Now, I don't know how you feel about your current girl cock, but one of the more fun advantages of being a succubus is the ability to reform your own genitalia at will. Here, allow me to demonstrate. See? One moment, I have a perfect little pussy. And the next... there we are. Nice, big, and beautiful girl cock of my own. Just ready and willing to stuff in some slut's eager hole. Oh, my precious. Are you drooling? Just at the sight of it? Oh, you want this girl cock in your mouth so badly, don't you, slut? You just can't wait to have your lips and tongue wrapped around it while I fuck your throat like it's my own personal sex toy. Isn't that right, my pet? Then ask properly. I believe you mean, please, mistress? Ah, see? You're already getting used to speaking with your new tongue. You're a natural, sweetheart. Now, show me just how well you can use it. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck, yes, slut. Oh, just wind your tongue around the shaft. Keep it just like that while I fuck your gorgeous face. Oh, fucking hell, you're too fucking good at this, you slut. Oh, I know a few demon lords who would simply love to use a mouth like this. Maybe I should whore you out to them for a bit, so you can earn back some of those souls you cost me. I felt that moan through my girl cock. Does that idea excite you that much? Do you want me to make you into a demonic courtesan? Is that it? Does that mean you want me to be your madam as well as your mistress? Ooh, my pet, I think this may be the start of a beautiful, fucked-up friendship. Oh, yes. Oh, darling. Oh, I am so very close, my sweet. Oh. Here, let me grab these sexy horns of yours while I finish myself off in your throat. Oh, 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 yes. Oh, just like that, darling. Ah, oh, don't stop. Ah, oh, yes. Ah, oh, good girl. Oh, yes. Ah. Ah, that's it, sweetness. That's it. Swallow every last drop. It'll help you grow into the best demon slut you can be. What was that, my pet? Oh, you're curious when those horns grew in. Somewhere in the middle of my fucking your face, of course. And I know you probably couldn't tell, but your eyes changed into the most lovely shade of gold when you swallowed my corrupted cum. But we've still got a lot more to go before you're ready for your diabolical debut. Now, bend forward, slut. It's time to start the main event. I see by that shudder this is the part you've been waiting for from the moment I bound you. Well, I shan't keep you waiting any longer, beautiful. All you have to do is tell me exactly what you want. Tell me just how much you want this demonic girl cock in your tight, precious mortal hole. Good girl. Fuck. Oh, precious. Your hole feels absolutely, dare I say, divine. You know, lately, past couple of centuries, those who have summoned me here have just been one horny loser after another. And believe me, losers from the 18th century were no different from losers in this one. But you, my darling girl, why, you are about the cutest mortal I've had the pleasure of serving in ages. Yes. Oh, you are going to make the most lovely succubus. When the demonology community learns about you, you're going to be in such high demand. It's a good thing more pretty girls like you are picking up the trade. Fuck. Oh, beautiful. I'm going to come so soon. Oh, I'm about to fill you to the brim with my infernal cum. The transformation will be complete then. Not too late to back out, sweetie. Is this still what you want? To be a wanton sex demon for all eternity? Then say it, slut. Tell me you want me to corrupt you, to desecrate you. Say it now, or I swear to Asmodeus I'll stop right now and leave a half-transformed, quivering, mortal mess. Yes. That's it. Yes, dear, take it all. Take all of my cum. Feel it coursing through your body, through your very soul. Yes. Oh, sweet thing. Oh, you were so wonderful. Let me just release these straps for you. Now. Take my hand, darling. Let me help you to your hooves. They're going to take a bit of getting used to. How do you look? Allow me to show you. Let's take a walk in front of this mirror that I've conjured for you. And have a nice long look at you. Well, is this what you were hoping for? From the way you're swinging that long, supple tail of yours, I'd say you are pleased as punch. Do mortals still use that expression? Oh, my precious, you're crying. Is something amiss? Just overwhelmed, I see. That's quite all right. It's perfectly normal for devils to cry, despite what some mortals may claim. Here, let me hold you for a moment. This is a big change for you, and the fulfillment of a dream, I imagine. You take all the time you need to process it. Oh, you're quite welcome, sweetness. Sorry, I'm not used to being thanked for anything. But truly, it was very much my pleasure. Now, how are you feeling, lovely? Do you need more time? No? Excellent. In that case, there. A slut like you is never fully dressed without a leash and collar. Now come with me, my pet. You have work to do. What work? Oh, sweetheart, don't you remember? You cost me 52,300 souls, and you're going to work off every last one. But don't you worry, precious. I promise you'll enjoy every moment of it. After all, it's in your nature now. And I just know they're going to adore you down there.